Recording in progress.
And we're back. How you doing, guys and girls? DNA here.
Recording in progress.
Duncan and Anchors. How are you doing, my progress?
Going good. I got a present for you.
A present?
Because I was just shopping in Coles. For you, live, and for the listeners who are not listening to this live, they're listening to it as it's recorded.
Are you opening Pokemon cards?
I am going to open a Pokemon card.
Hey, what's some Silver one? Tempest. Nice. Silver Tempest.
So how does this one work when I open it up?
It's four. You can basically do four at the front. Will work.
Four at the front. So
four to the front. From the back?
From the back.
Yeah, so you remove the code card.
Yeah.
And the...
Oh. The Pokemon cards are facing that way.
That's fine.
Okay.
So,
we got a
code card. And then from the side that you grab the code card from, grab four.
One, two, three, four.
And then grab two more, but in a separate part of your hand. And then put the four in front of those two.
And then...
So those two stay at the back. And then you can pop those four. Yeah.
We have got... How do I do this? A purple...
Hey, a psychic energy.
Psychic energy. Brandon.
That is Brandon. Yes, it is.
Here we go.
We've got a Brandon. Ooh, we've got an Altaria. With the blasting wind. That's what I did last night. Fletchender. Steady fire breathing. That is what you did last night.
Actually,
maybe we did that wrong. That's the reverse Swirlix. So the next card should be the rare.
Okay, so just move the last four to the front.
Yeah, I guess.
Ooh. Okay, cool. What's that one?
All right, we have a Relicanth. Nice and Relicanth. We've got a Hawlucha doing the Allure and the Acrobatics. We have the Rufflet. Jump on.
Three more.
We have the Vulpix. Another jump on. The Drowsy. And the last. And the rare card is a...
You will never know.
I will never know. Fair enough.
Yep.
How you been, man?
You want to look at it? You want to see it?
I mean, yeah, if you want to show me. Otherwise, I'm okay with it being a secret.
Nah, I'll show you. Here we go.
Ooh, a Regieleki V. Yeah, nice.
Now, I don't have any sleeves.
The card that you want from the set is the full art Lugia, or the alt art Lugia. The alt art Lugia V. And it's currently sitting at $240, I think.
Holy mackerel.
Holy mackerel.
So I'll put this in a drawer where the elements can't get to it.
The elements.
And then I'll get a sleeve from somewhere. That's my excitement. I'm going so good that I've got another wrestling word association game.
Night. Also, for the record, it was 182 USD.
Right.
So 341 currently selling for. Wait, that's insane.
Is that graded or not graded?
That's raw.
That's raw.
And that's like, this set came out like 6 months ago, just over months ago. So it's not even like an old set.
How's that going for so long? How's it going for so much?
Because it's such a relevant card in the current meta, and it looks gorgeous too. So it's a win-win for both collectors and players.
Right. Okay. It is the Wrestler Word Association game.
Okay.
The Wrestler Word Ass game. So
the Word Ass game.
So clear your mind, and whatever comes to your mind is what you say.
Mine has been cleared. Wrestler.
For wrestler number one, Kaelin Croft.
Brain. I've never heard of the dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Kalen Croft.
Right. Well, there you go. Brain. Yeah. Good on you, Kalen Croft. You ready for number two?
I hope so.
Bam Neely.
Never heard of him. These aren't wrestlers.
Yes, they are.
They're NBA. Not NBA. What's the game? MLB.
Baseball?
Yeah.
No, they're not baseball.
Okay.
Last one. Are you ready?
Okay, you should know this.
Just wait. When did you start watching wrestling?
2000s? No, it would have been just before then. I would have been
late 90s?
Yeah, late 90s.
So you should definitely know this one.
Well, from what you're going with at the moment.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Real Mind. Eric Escobar.
Never heard of him.
What? Okay. To be fair, listeners, I did type in obscure wrestlers' names. So,
Eric Escobar.
So let me find the ones that I've
Kalen Croft. Are they actual wrestlers, like the actual in-ring name, or is it their real name, their Christian name, their birth name?
Oh.
I'm a Googling.
So Kalen Croft. No. The Chickbusters real life besties, AJ Lee and Caitlin. Name did not come out of thin air. It was a female takeoff on the Dude Busters, the ECW tag team featuring Trent Barretta, ironically AJ's pre-CM Punk flame, and Kalen Croft.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Definitely a dude. I've definitely seen him before. I've seen the face, but I couldn't tell you. Yeah.
Bam Neely.
Didn't know. Bam Neely.
No, he wasn't the love child of Bam Bam Bigelow.
That's what my thought was straight away.
But it's the latter NHL player whom he got his ring name from, whether you prefer calling him an edgehead or a member of La Familia. He's probably the most obscure members of Edge's late 2000s faction.
He looks a bit like Snitsky.
If you say so. And then the last one was Pablo Escobar.
It wasn't Pablo Escobar. It was Escobar.
It was Eric Escobar.
Eric Escobar.
When you rack up consecutive wins against Matt Hardy and have a competitive Intercontinental Championship match against John Morrison, you're likely to be the type of young up-and-comer WWE has some big plans for. Unfortunately, that IC title loss to the Prince of Parkour was the last bit of relevance Eric Escobar experienced in his very brief WWE run in 2009.
Yeah.
After being dumped by storyline girlfriend / SmackDown consultant Vicky Guerrero, Escobar was turned face and punished by Vicky in a series of handicap matches. By January 2010, he was out of the WWE and back in his native Puerto Rico, where he still wrestles up until this day. Do you want to know who, apparently, as per the sportsters.com, most obscure WWE wrestler is?
Yeah, go on.
Luther Reigns.
Oh, I know that guy.
Well, he's obviously not that obscure then.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Most of you thought that when Roman Reigns debuted with the rest of the Shield late in 2012, he was the first WWE superstar to use that surname.
No.
You would be wrong if that's the case. Over a decade earlier, former WCW Lower Carter Horseshoe, yes, like the stuff horses wear only spelled with in a new metallic way, joins WWE with the ring name Luther Reigns, and while he briefly established himself as one of Kurt Angle's lackeys / proteges alongside, how many proteges does Kurt Angle have?
He's probably had quite a few, but I think
around this era?
Yeah, it was Luther Reigns and
MJ.
MJ. No, it's not in my brain.
Mark Jindrak?
Ah, Jindrak. Yeah.
Okay. He was too much of a generic brawler for most anyone to really remember him. Following his WWE career, the other older Mr. Reigns worked in the insurance business and as a bodyguard. He also dealt with some health issues along the way. And while he appears to be healthier now, he was recently one of many wrestlers suing WWE for withholding and downplaying dementia, Alzheimer's disease, and other risks involved in professional wrestling.
Health.
Luther Reigns, oh, built different.
I'm built different.
Different, built different.
Different.
So I've got a mask for the DJ set. Now,
How is it? What'd you get?
I just got a.
Kabuki mask?
No, I didn't. So I thought it would be really cool since it will take too long to get here and I just don't know what they're going to look like and everything. I'll still be called DJ Kabuki, but I'm getting our residents. Actually, she's not our resident. I'm getting someone that we both know. I'm going to spray paint the front black. It's a Squid Game mask.
Oh yeah,
So
nice.
it's another thing, but I'm going to spray paint it black to get rid of the mark, the circle mark. It's a circle mask. Well, mask with a circle on it. I'm going to spray paint it black. And then I'm going to take it to who we both know, that you don't know,
An
who I'm thinking
artist.
of, but we both know. And they're going to paint. I'm thinking of a demon mask, or like a demon design. But I did stumble across like Sakura blossoms. I think that would be really unique in its own little way with a black mask with like pink blossoms on it, doing apocalyptic bangers. So I think it would be unique in that aspect and cool. So I'm kind of tossing up between either demon design, a Sakura design, or the classic Japanese waves design, just to change it up a bit,
Nice, nice.
be a bit different, be a bit unique, be a bit special. So it should be good.
Cool,
Apart from
cool.
that, trucking along, I don't know what else. What else would you like to know?
But I don't know. I've been up to a lot lately. I have been going ham with the editing. Got a lot on the plate at the moment, which is good. It's good. I'm getting some good numbers with my YouTube stuff, some good numbers with recycling the content for TikTok and Instagrizzle. So that's been fun. I also decided to take a leaf out of your book and delve into the sandwich game for a bit. Where I was trying to assemble the a sandwich that consisted of pastrami and mozzarella, but like the big wet slices of mozzarella. But I can't find
Pastrami
the
and
bread.
mozzarella.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I can't find the bread.
When you're thinking of the sandwich game, what bread are you thinking of?
I'm thinking of like a sub, but short, like a hoagie, maybe. No, not hoagie. That's not what I'm looking for. It's like a, I don't know, like a 12, not 12 inches. Well, maybe 12 inches. No, that's a foot. No,
Yes, yes, you're
not
correct.
10 inches, maybe 9 inches. Like a long bread roll that isn't hard but isn't soft, somewhere in the middle.
The best, I guess, closeness I could find to a bread that has good flavor, firm but not stiff, and not, soft. Is at Coles, you can get now, it depends on how big you want it. It depends on how big you want it, but there are stone baked sourdough rolls and pane de casa, I believe.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of rolls that kind of delve into that realm of firm, but still like soft.
Yeah, so you could eat it and not break your jaw.
Yeah, exactly. But there's a bit of there's some healthy chewing that you need to do, but
yeah,
it's like really good bread. So that's the closest I've been able to get to. And you can either get those little sourdough ones, stone-baked sourdough ones. You can get them in packs of twos or threes. And then if you're looking for the big suckers, like I usually send you, where it's like a huge, you know, they're like big. And I just mung on that and finish the whole thing. And everyone goes, whoa. I'm not a child. They're the, you know, they're like the pane de casa or whatever they're called. So if I, when I see them again, I'll send you a photo and you can find them, bad boys. So they're the most, I guess, the ones you're probably looking for, where there is some stiffness to them, some firmness on the crust, but they're very pillowy on the inside.
Okay.
Now, what were you saying? Pastrami and what? Mozzarella.
Yeah.
Like the white mozzarella that I use?
Yeah.
Or the yellow mozzarella?
The wet mozzarella.
Yeah. So if you get yourself a big ball, I mean, it depends on your.
Which is what I did. I bought the pastrami and I bought the mozza ball.
The big sucker?
Yeah, it was like probably the size of my fist.
Yeah, the big one. Yeah.
And I sliced that bad boy up. But the bread rolls I bought, just, it didn't cut it. They were too hard. Yeah. So I gave up on making it. However, I ended up making up a big batch of meatballs. I made these meatballs, and they're hefty sized meatballs. Like, I'm talking.
Yeah. For the listeners, they're that big.
Okay, yeah. The size of, like, almost the size of a tennis ball. I'm talking big balls.
They are very big balls.
And I put them all in I froze them and then came back to sack. Them. No, I put them in a baking dish.
A ball bag.
A baking dish.
Oh, baking dish.
And poured the marinara sauce over it, which is like, I basically just used bolognese sauce, to be honest. Not quite marinara sauce. And yeah, I baked it and then pulled it out. Got these bread rolls, cut it open. I could fit like two on it, and then had to really smush it down. But that with the mozzarella as well, that's a winner.
It's a winner chicken.
It's a winner. Because even though the bread was real tough, the sauciness of the meatballs really softened up the bread and made it consumable. So that's my sandwich adventure into the sandwich making. And it got me thinking, we should get some more delis around here, like some sandwich delis.
Yes.
Because, I mean, it's obviously a big thing in America, like New York and stuff, pretty much everywhere in America, and probably other countries as well. But I don't know if it's just the places I've been around, but I can't seem to find any like sandwich delis.
Yeah, true. I can't really find any as well. Hey, question.
Yeah.
Why did you say marinara, but in all honesty, it's probably a bolognese?
Well,
is there a difference?
I believe so. Or maybe there's not, but I'm pretty sure there is.
Okay.
Do you know if there is?
Well, I mean, it's much of a muchness.
They're both tomato-based sauces.
It says here, the primary difference between this is, between bolognese and marinara sauce is the inclusion of meat.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you have a tomato-based sauce with no meat, I think it's talk. If you have a tomato-based sauce with no meat, it is considered a marinara. If you have a tomato sauce with meat, it's considered a bolognese.
So like the sauce was made with the meat, as opposed to they are two separate things coming together?
I believe so.
Interesting. Interesting.
So,
I learned something today.
I believe, like, You need to ask the resident chef. But from the look of it, it's the same, I guess, tomato-based thing with veggies and stuff. But you, instead of simmering it by itself, you simmer it with meat. So, I mean, I don't know. I think it's like along the same lines as tomato, potato scallop, potato cake. I mean, like, technically, it's probably along the same lines as cottage pie and shepherd's pie.
Different meat though, like that's the,
Yeah,
as in
different meat.
that's the
Yeah,
game
but
breaker.
yeah, different meat. One has meat, one doesn't, but it's still the same base. Well, that'd just be two separate things, hey, because one is cooked with meat and one isn't. So, yeah.
All right, the question has been asked, so
Okay.
stay tuned because he's typing as we speak.
Right.
Yep.
While he's typing, would you like to try and solve this riddle I have?
Sure.
Okay, are you ready?
I was born ready.
Also, okay.
Actually, I'm not ready. Hold on. Let me just crack a cold one.
Is it cold?
It's quite cold, yeah. I don't
Okay.
know if you can see the frost on it.
Oh, yep. There is
A
some
little bit.
frost.
Yeah.
Condensation spotted. Okay. I have a back, but I'm not a camel. I can be sat on, but I'm not a horse. I sometimes have arms, but I don't have hands. What am I?
I believe you're a chair.
No.
What are you?
A quadruple amputee. Yeah.
Actually,
I
I did. I saw that. I saw that somewhere. And the same thing. The person answered, "You're a chair."
probably a ideal landmine explosion incident, so
Yeah. I saw the same thing, and the person responded with a chair, and then the other person said, "No, I'm a quadruple amputee."
A quadruple or quadruple? A quadruple.
Quad, no. Quadru, yeah, quadrupedal.
Quadrupedal
Yeah.
amputee.
Oh, I can't believe I fell for it too. It was there for the plucking. There for the plucking. So we had some feedback. We had some feedback,
From
mainly
who?
due to my own mistakes, but I
Oh.
uploaded the wrong, the unedited version of the podcast last week.
Do they get to the part where they go, "Stall, I need a poo"?
They got to the part where they said, "Stall, I need a poo."
Hey
And they messaged
man, I'm only
me.
human. Give me a break, man.
No, I
Jeez.
get it. I get it. They messaged me and said, "You know, there's like a 6 minute, we all know how long Angus poops for now. There's like a 6 minute break of when you're just scrolling on your phone." And I was like, "Oh my goodness." And I was at Moray Field and I did not have a chance to re-upload the correct audio, the unedited version of the audio. So I ended up doing it this week instead. So it's uploaded now. But I had to remove it and delete it because I didn't want anyone else listening to it. However, I arrived at work on Monday and people came up to me and said, "Well, so I listened to the podcast and I was like, oh no, I thought I deleted it in time. How much did you hear?" "Oh, I heard everything." I was like, "Oh no." I was like, "What episode was it?" "The sauerkraut episode." Oh my goodness. So they weren't necessarily caring too much about the Angus poop, but the fact of the questions that were asked, the sauerkraut questions that were asked at the beginning of the episode,
Ah, yes.
they didn't know. I don't know, they see me as a different person now.
Good. Good.
Yeah, and I was like, "I'm sorry, you,
I think the real question is, how come they, if they're listening, listeners, I'm calling you out. How come you're not interacting as much?
Calling them out.
Yeah, interact, baby. Leave some reviews. Don't just go up to them. You know, you already know. Like, you've already presented yourself to Duncan after they said, oh, I know everything. You're a different person in my eyes. Leave some reviews, yo. Have some fun.
Definitely.
Give us some ideas. Give us ideas on what to talk about.
Ideas. You know. I have an answer for
what,
you.
What would you like us to talk about?
Would you like to hear more about our...
Would you like to know more?
Our sauerkraut preferences?
Okay, let's hear the sauerkraut preferences.
No, no, no. I'm asking the question.
Right.
Do the people want to know more about it?
Mm.
But I have an answer from none other than the resident chef.
Hey, okay. What does the resident chef say?
All right. So I asked the question, what's the difference between marinara sauce and bolognese sauce? And he responded with, marinara sauce is strictly tomato, basil, garlic, salt, and pepper. It's a basic red sauce and bases of all red sauces. It's the base of all red sauces. Bolognese is pork mince, not beef. That's been westernized by Americans, and added to marinara sauce.
Right.
So marinara sauce is the real basic.
Right. So what you should have said was, I believe it's probably just marinara bolognese. What you should have just said was, yes, it is correct. I do put marinara on it.
Yeah, I guess I did. Especially because I didn't use pork mince in my meatballs either. I used beef mince, lean beef mince, that is.
Yeah, true. There you go, pork mince.
Hmm.
Question for you.
Answer for you.
Maybe, maybe not. Let's have a look. Oh, it's frozen. Come on.
What is it frozen? Is it Frozen 2?
No, it is
because
not.
Because Frozen 2 is a good movie.
Okay. Two-parter. One is easy. One maybe not so easy. Who is the current WWE champion?
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns. Part two. How long has he held that title for? In days, please.
In days? 600 and something.
Ooh.
Am I in the right vicinity?
It is triple digits, yes. Is that what you meant?
I knew it was triple digits.
Okay.
Is it in the 600s?
No, it's not in the 600s.
Is it more than that?
Lower.
Oh, it's lower than that.
Lower. Yes.
500s?
No.
Swear it's been longer than that. It's...
Oh. No, I don't know. Maybe. No.
Do you have it written down as the 400s?
Yes.
Nah, bro, it's more than that. It's gotta be more than that.
Well, it has 408, April 3rd, 2022 to present.
Okay.
Before that, it was Brock Lesnar from February 19th, 2022 to April 3rd, 2022.
Interesting.
Then before that was Bobby Lashley.
Why does it feel like so much longer than that? Because he's been like the centerpiece of a lot of contentious decisions, of booking decisions, because there was two world titles.
Well, this is...
There was one for Raw and one for SmackDown.
So there was from... On the WWE.com site. So if you don't agree with it, you have to take it up with WWE.
Oh, no,
themselves.
Yeah, they're probably correct.
Okay, so from 2020 to present, the current champions have been... Okay, let's see. From the turn of the decade, back end of 2019 to early 2020, who would be the champion? Back end of 2019, into 2020. They welcomed the 2020s. They welcomed the 2020s as the champion of WWE.
Was it Seth?
No.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
After Brock Lesnar, who do you think was it was? From April 5th, 2020, to October 25th, 2020.
Was that Seth?
No.
Yeah.
Drew McIntyre.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
After
It's a
Drew
good bit of
McIntyre.
rain.
After Drew McIntyre, from October 25th, 2020, to November 16th, 2020, who took over as the WWE champion?
Reigns?
No, Randy Orton.
Bro, really?
You have to say goodbye with WWE, man.
How long did he have that for?
22 days.
Okay, there you go. Mustn't have
For
been long.
96. So who then became the champion after Randy Orton for 96 days?
Big E?
Drew McIntyre.
Oh, McIntyre got it back. Yeah, right. Okay.
Who then took over the championship from Drew McIntyre? Who succeeded Drew McIntyre for a staggering 8 days?
Eight
This was the year
days.
2021. Early 2021, first quarter 2021.
Kevin Owens.
No. Well,
Who?
maybe. I don't know. I've just got, I guess, the wrestler's name here.
Oh.
The Miz.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Really?
For 8 days, yes. Then,
Man.
the next champion who succeeded the Miz held the title for 195 days from March 2021 to September 2021.
Was that Big E?
No, it was Bobby Lashley.
Right.
Who then succeeded Bobby Lashley for 110 days?
Are they white?
Delve into. I don't know. I've never seen this person. I don't watch
Oh, you haven't got
WWE.
images.
No, they're not white.
So Big E.
Yes, Big E.
Okay.
Who succeeded Big E for 27 days in 2022?
Lesnar.
Yes. Who succeeded Lesnar for 20 days in 2022?
Oh, 20 days.
Lashley. Then it went back to Lesnar, then Reigns. So that's the 2020s so far. So in the 2 years, there's been what?
Do you have the
One.
Universal Championship there as well?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm looking at. Just championship holders over time. Okay. Now we're looking at the 2010s. Are you ready?
Nope.
Here we go. From December 13th, 2009, to February 21st, 2010, for a total of 69 days. Turn of the
See?
2010s.
Cena?
No, Sheamus.
Yeah, right. I don't think I'm going to get any of these, just for the
Oh, okay.
record.
Who succeeded Sheamus for less than a day? I guess it's some contentious decision.
Let's go with Sting.
Cena.
Right.
This next person who succeeded John Cena held the title for 35 days in the early 2010s.
Orton.
Batista.
Right.
Then Cena, then Sheamus, then Orton, then Miz, then Orton, then CM Punk, Rey Mysterio for less than a day, then Cena, then Alberto Del Rio,
Then
then
Edge.
Cena,
Oh.
then Alberto Del Rio,
Then Edge.
then CM Punk,
Yeah.
and then The Rock, and then.
Don't know.
No, dude, you've been saying it, man.
Edge.
No, John Cena, then Daniel Bryan, then Randy Orton, Daniel Bryan, Randy Orton, Daniel Bryan, John Cena, Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins. Roman Reigns for less than a day, apparently. Sheamus. Roman Reigns for 40 days in 2015 to 2016. Triple H. Back to Roman Reigns. Then Seth freaking Rollins. Then Dean Ambrose. AJ Styles. John Cena. Bray Wyatt. Randy Orton. Jinder Mahal. AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan, Kofi Kingston, and then to finish off the 2010s, Brock Lesnar. Boom. Now, cast your mind back.
I would have got none of those.
That's okay. That's fine. Is it kind of all clicking again, or you weren't
nah,
really
not at
paying
all.
Attention? Okay.
No, I was paying attention. There was like...
Now, the only reason I'm asking is it clicking again? I want to know why Cena, Reigns, Mysterio had the championship for less than a day. Like, what was that about? They got it, and then literally the next fight was the next day, and they lost it.
Who was the first one that had it for a day?
John Cena, February 21st, 2010, and then.
Was it Sheamus after that?
No, Batista after that. Oh, so Sheamus had it from... Okay. The next one was Rey Mysterio for less than a day in 2011.
I don't
here we
know.
Go. What's
it wasn't,
the saying here?
Who took it from him? It wasn't Kane.
Who took it off Mysterio?
Yeah.
John Cena.
Yeah,
I got something
know
here.
Why.
What's this
was
today?
Was it Money in the Bank, probably?
I won't have a clue. In the final bout of Raw's tournament to determine the rightful holder of the seemingly vacant WWE Championship, Rey Mysterio pinned The Miz to attain the coveted title for the very first time in his career. The ultimate underdog accomplished this impressive feat by dialing up the 619 and hitting the diving splash, preventing the Cleveland Screamer from ushering in a second era of awesome at Virginia's Hampton Coliseum. Oh, there you go. Right. So what's this one about John Cena? Citing John Cena's right to a WWE Championship rematch after CM Punk left WWE with the title still in his possession. So if you leave WWE with the championship, you have to forfeit it because you left
yes.
it?
Yes.
Right.
But he didn't. He ran off with it.
Okay. He ran off with it. WWE's chief operating officer, Triple H, decreed in an unprecedented move that new title holder Rey Mysterio defend his prize on the same night he had won it. There you go. Following an exciting back and forth contest that showcased both superstars' athleticism and unfathomable will, the C Nation commander in chief sealed a victory with an attitude adjustment to attain his ninth WWE championship. However, on the same night Cena accomplished this incredible feat, the Second City Savior's surprise return with his own WWE championship ignited a controversy over
that
who
was
was the
the summer
rightful
of Punk.
Owner. Right. Over who was the rightful owner of the WWE title. Per the game, both superstars were simultaneously the legitimate WWE champion and would battle at SummerSlam to determine the undisputed holder of their coveted prize. Man, after all that hard work with Mysterio, he loses it on the same night? That's a bit rude. Now,
yeah, give or take. He's won it before. It did say the coveted, but it wasn't his first. It was his first with a WWE title, probably, but he had the World Heavyweight before then.
Oh, okay. So Daniel Bryan held it for less than a day in 2013. Moments, again, I guess it's the same kind of vibe with Mysterio. Randy Orton, moments after Daniel Bryan defeated John Cena to win the WWE Championship, Randy Orton threatened to cash in his Money in the Bank WWE Championship contract. Now, what is a Money in the Bank WWE Championship contract?
So once a year at a pay-per-view called Money in the Bank, there is a ladder match between eight or more people.
Ladder match as in who's ranked higher in that
no,
standing?
An actual ladder.
Oh, an actual ladder. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
And hanging from the roof is a briefcase with a contract to
Oh, okay. Yeah.
where you're entitled
Yeah.
to a match with anyone whenever you want. So it could be straight after they've battled like an hour's worth. Then you can just come in and cash in your briefcase and hit him with a move and then pin him.
Oh, very good. Very good. Okay, so
Which has happened on
the special
multiple
ref.
occasions.
I would assume so. Threatened to cash in his Money in the Bank WWE Championship contract. The special referee for the Bryan Cena bout, Triple H, shockingly delivered a pedigree to the new champion, creating an easy opportunity for Orton to cash in the contract and instantly pin Bryan to win the title. There you go. But then Ryan again held it for less than a day. Why did he again hold it less for a day? Here we go. With the WWE Championship being held in absent or abeyance for 6 weeks, Randy Orton faced off with Daniel Bryan in a Hell in a Cell match at WWE Hell in a Cell 2013 on pay-per-view, with Triple H's best friend, Shawn Michaels, performing referee duties. Daniel Bryan laid out the coup or COO? I don't know. HBK responded with a super kick to the jaw of his former pupil, allowing Orton to cover Bryan for the victory and regain the vacant title. Oh, there you go. There you go. Roman Reigns, here we go. The one that held it for less than a day. So, Roman Reigns defeated Dean Ambrose in the final of the WWE World Heavyweight Championship tournament at Survivor Series 2015. Triple H came out to congratulate him on his victory. The big dog speared WWE's coup, I guess, before Sheamus used the distraction to broge kick the
It's broke.
champion and
Yeah.
cash broke broge kick. The champion and cash in his Money in the Bank contract. Oh, so he like knocked him out, cashed it in, and then pinned him.
Yeah.
That's smart. An embattled Reigns kicked out of the Celtic Warriors pinfall attempt, but a second brogue kick from Mr. Money in the Bank kept Reigns down for the three count, crowning a new WWE World Heavyweight Champion. Okay. I guess it's lore time, or I guess background time. How far in advance do you think they plan these?
It depends
Like,
who's in charge.
depends who's in charge.
Yeah, like lately they've had really good long-term booking because Triple H has taken the reins from Vince McMahon. But when Vince McMahon was there, he was up and down. Like he would have short-term booking, he would have long-term booking. He would come up with
Now,
a plan
what do you
the
mean? What do you
day.
mean by short and long term booking?
Like you plant the seeds early and then
Oh, right, okay.
10 months down the track start to harvest those seeds.
Right.
Where, so it's like long-term booking, but then you're also a new big, heavy, muscly dude comes into the equation, and Vince McMahon starts drooling over him and was like, you know what? Let's put the belt on him, brother.
Right. Brother. And so what's Triple H done? Just done really good long-term bookings.
He's done really good long-term booking, but he's brought in good storytelling in general.
Right.
And he was a big part of bringing in the era of not just big muscly dudes smacking each other around.
Right.
He's brought in the era of like actual technical wrestlers and
Oh, to make it a bit more like, I guess.
kind of like anyone can actually win these things rather than just
Oh.
the big Brock Lesnar putting the hurt on everything.
So is it like becoming more underdoggy in a sense? If you're saying that kind of anyone can win it,
I
or
mean,
because they bring in more technical wrestlers and not really the big muscly brawlers?
well, they're all
Or
like
is it.
all the matches are planned. Like
Oh, yeah,
they know the
obviously.
outcomes. of what's happening.
Obviously, but is it like, say, well, say Rome, because at the moment Roman Reigns is the current champion.
And he's been it for a
Is it
long
say
time.
it long time, 404 days? Is it something like, is this something like you got Roman Reigns just killing it as the current WWE champion, and then someone who you think like is a technical cat that has kind of like slowly made his way, like winning fights and everything, then goes, you know what? I want to challenge Roman Reigns. And they go, wow, we've actually been with this guy from the very start. He's like known, but not like superstar known. And then they look back and they go, actually, this guy, he's got some wins under his belt. He's like 15 and 0 or whatever, and it's over like a 2 year period.
Yeah.
This is pretty scary. This could be a real contender. Is this things like that?
Yeah, basically. And
In
like it
like a very
the
whatever.
crowd can sway a decision.
Oh, really?
Yeah, definitely. Crowd
Hmm.
interaction can sway decisions easily. Like there was a point, I don't know what year it was, you read out when Kofi Kingston won. That year, they had this booking for Mustafa Ali to,
Mustafa Ali.
he was like a little dude and he got a few big wins and then entered, like he was meant to be in a big championship match and they obviously didn't think they were going to put the belt on him or whatever. And all the matches leading up to it, he was like getting the heat like real well. Like everyone was popping him and he was being loved by the whole crowd. And then he got injured. And then Kofi Kingston
Oh, like
got,
legitimately injured or
yeah, legitimately injured.
like legitimately injured.
Yeah. And then they had to replace that person. So they put Kofi Kingston in the match at Hell in a Cell. And he was amazing. So much that the crowd decided they wanted him to have the belt. And they cheered him for the next like 2 months. Just like cheered him, cheered him, cheered him. And it led up to WrestleMania. And he ended up getting a championship match against,
Whoever he took it off.
I think it was Daniel Bryan.
Let me look it up. I had it just here.
Something's
When,
telling me
what
it's
year?
Daniel
What
Bryan. I don't remember
year
what year it
was it?
was.
Oh, gee. It was Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. And at WrestleMania, like, no one thought Kofi Kingston would win. He's always been a mid-carder his whole career, always been a mid-carder. And then the crowd was just on fire. And so much so that they people backstage were like, you know what? Let's do it. Let's pull the trigger. Let's put the belt on Kofi. And it was emotional. I cried.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Yeah. And like it's yeah, it's just that. That feeling of like someone who's always just been mid card, like never in the big matches, got a chance and the universe loved him for it. And then Brock Lesnar came along, was like, I think Vince McMahon got back in charge and was like, I want a big, fat, sweaty dude to be holding that belt. And then gave it to
Yep.
Brock, like in a squash match. It was like a minute
It
long. It was
his
just dumb. It was dumb. Like
it was
you do all this building for someone to tear him down in a minute from a squash match. Ridiculous.
was very much like that with Brock Lesnar in the UFC. Though he was just being put like his rise to the WWE to the not WWE to the UFC heavyweight champion belt was like pretty quick.
It was just
And
squashing
then
people.
yeah, it was like super quick, and then Alistair Overeem comes in and just destroys him with a leg kick, and you're just like, oh, oh my! But then they both got done for roids, so I mean, much of a muchness. But it was like, I'm watching the highlights of Kofi Kingston winning, going against Daniel
At
Bryan.
Mania, man,
Yeah, WrestleMania
that would be
35.
one of the best matches I've seen in the past decade.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it was the past decade. It was last decade.
Yeah, well, 3 years ago. Yeah. We're
So,
only early into this decade.
you're technically correct with that grammar.
Yeah.
It was last decade, because it
Yeah.
literally was last decade.
Yeah, but in the last decade, like in the last 10 years.
Or in the last 10 years.
Yeah. One of the best matches.
Oh, gets him with a ki head kick. Is that how he does it?
That is
There
his
you go.
finisher.
Here's
But
for
just
sure.
like the reaction, the crowd went insane. I think his kid was in the audience.
And you went insane as well.
I did. It was one of those moments, like very similar to the moment 3 weeks ago when the Tigers won their first match for the year.
Oh,
I was popping
yes.
off. I was like, my heart rate was through the roof. I was giddy. I was absolutely
Giddy.
giddy.
So, update on the standings. I am now third place in the tipping.
Nice.
I'm one game in front, one game behind second place, and 5 games behind first place. That is hard. The person in first place got a perfect round, and so it was just like 10 points. It was annoying,
Oh,
but
they do an extra 10, do they? Not an extra 5. Oh, is it 10 points total?
10 points in total. You
Okay, so they
get
get an
eight
extra
right, you
2.
get two extra points. Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah, we've got it set up where we get 5 extra points.
Do
Last
you think the
year, we
Broncos?
had it that you got double points, which is wild.
Oh,
It's
wild.
hard to come back from.
Do you think the Broncos will beat the Panthers?
No.
No. Have the Broncos got a full outfit? I don't think they do.
Yes.
They do, but you
Yeah.
don't think they'll beat the Panthers?
No, I think that they've had a very, like, I think that they aren't as good as they appear to be. Yeah. Like, they're good. Don't get me wrong. I just don't think they're as good as they appear to be.
As good. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah.
Like, they've had a very, not amazing, like, it's not a really hard draw. Like, they've beaten some top teams. They beat the Panthers first.
Sour grapes, man. What's
In
going on?
round one. No, I'm just speaking it like it is, in my
Oh,
opinion.
in your onion.
Yes.
He's been
And yeah, there's.
a surprise team this year from my onion is the Titans. They've been going not too bad. And the Warriors, not the Warriors, the Warriors as well. And the Raiders, they've kind of made a little comeback now as well. It's a bit annoying.
Yeah, ever since Jack Whiten announced he's leaving,
They were
they
just
decided
like,
to go well.
yeah. So,
I think the Dragons are going to end up on the bottom of the ladder this year. They've lost a coach as of this week, so I don't know who's going to step
they
in
have
or.
lost him.
Yeah, he's been fired. Anthony Griffin has been shown the door.
Yeah, it's a bit of a tough one, hey, because it's they've got a fractured board, because they've got a board that thinks that they should be called the Dragons, and they've got half a board that wants to call them the Dragons, and the other half wants to call them the Steelers. So like they always need unanimous decisions, and they can't agree on should they be called the Dragon or the Steelers. Like, I don't think they can't be called the Steelers, because there's already a copyright over in the States with the Pittsburgh Steelers, but that's just me.
Is there a
My
copyright?
recommendation is brought to you by me. When I get my set recorded and I share it, you should definitely vote for me for this DJ competition. So that's my recommendation.
When's the set going to be recorded?
28th of this month.
Okay, so
And then
11
once
days.
it's, yep. And then once it's been edited and disseminated, I will then disseminate it, and you should listen to it and vote for me. That's my recommendation.
Cool,
Brought to you
cool,
by
cool.
Angus.
Well, so just before I give my recommendation, is there a
He could
copyright?
just give you a recommendation.
Nah.
For
Is there a copyright?
what?
The Steelers?
Oh,
because there's many sports teams that have the same names of things, like the Broncos and the Cowboys.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Well, I don't know. I just don't.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
I mean, like you got the Dolphins. They can't be called the Redcliffe Dolphins because there's already a Redcliffe Dolphins.
Mm.
So, views, I guess.
Yes.
Your recommendation?
Yes. My recommendation is to go to your local supermarket and buy some pine lime splices. Yes, they are as good as you remember them. They really, really are. Anywho's though, shall we get the heck out of here?
Yeah, sure. Oh, excuse me.
Bit tired, are we?
Yeah, a bit tired.
Yeah,
from such
enough.
A lazy day. Oh my goodness.
Nothing, didn't do anything today?
Oh, so boring.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Anyway, so we are going to get the heck out of here. Thank you all so much for listening. You can follow us on the socials. You know where it is, all in the description below. I apologize for the last episode and it's being deleted and then re-uploaded. But other than that, we are Audi 5000.
Before we leave, what do you think of my Moulet?
It's coming along. It's coming along.
It is coming along. There's a bit of curvature action happening. It's nice. It's a nice tight one. It's good. It's good for the non-existent ladies that I have situationships with. It's lovely.
Hey, bye.
Bye.